Time for our weekly chat with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line now. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas.
How's it going, Freddie?
Very good, my boy.
Looking at CanadianThinker.com, Fred, talking about the million-dollar power couple, Leighton and Chow, and unbelievable. These two, as you say in your article, who go on and on about people who are living under the poverty line, and yet they're living way above it.
Yeah, you said the million-dollar power couple. Yeah. I wish. I mean, it was $1.6 million to keep these two going last year.
This does not
include their salary. So it really is something else. Irony.
Now,
but, you know, I'm not surprised.
And, Fred, when people come to you and they say, but, Fred, it costs that type of money to keep all politicians going, your response is?
Well, that's not the point. We know that. We're all pretty much aware of what it costs to keep an MP in Ottawa, constituency offices, travel, meals, housing, all that crap. We know what's involved. It's just these people taking advantage of it to the hilt when they represent the new Democratic Party of Ontario, of Canada. And it's sort of a socialist party. One for all for one. Spread the wealth. But in this case, it's just interesting that they take full advantage of what's on the table and don't have any regard for those who question them on it. All they want to do, like Olivia Chow, and we're talking about Jack Layton and Olivia Chow, by the way, here.
Mm-hmm.
All Olivia Chow will say, what about the Conservative MPs? Again, that's not the question. We're asking you, Olivia, because for what you stand for. You stand for the little guy. You stand for the underprivileged. Yet here you are double-dipping, actually, with their accommodation, because Leighton and Chow are married, yet they both charge for accommodation in Ottawa.
Yeah, they've always represented, or as they describe, the middle class of Canada, but I don't know a lot of middle class people that are able to cash $1.6 million in travel expenses and such every year.
No, it's unbelievable. Like, when you're in Ottawa, who says you have to eat at expensive restaurants every night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. I think she's, what, over 300, almost 400,000. He's almost 600. Of course, okay, he's the leader of the party. But still, you should set an example to those that you're representing. They're always against, affluence. They're always against the man. They're always against achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are. They've achieved this status within the government. And they're just like all the other pigs who line up at the drop. And listen, I'm not attacking them because they're NDP. Well, I take that back. Yes, I am. All of them are pigs. I understand that. Liberals. Bloc. I mean, how maddening is it that the Bloc gets to take advantage of this and they want to break up the country? But fine. There's no secrets there. We know what they're all about. It's just what the NDP stands for and what Jack Layton and Olivia Chow always trumpet, and then they turn around and take full advantage of this situation in Ottawa. You know, even the double dipping for the accommodation, even if they come out and said, listen, we got one place, we're married, we'll take this money and put it back into our riding, or we'll give it to some food shelter or whatever. But no, when it comes to them, the people that really matter in their lives, no, they're greedy. And that's all there is to it. They're greedy.
And for a lot of people, Fred, all we can do is look at what our yearly salary is and compare it to others. And that kind of figures out our place in society and theirs. And Olivia Chow, earned $157,000 last year. Jack Layton, $211,000. Their total combined income, almost $400,000 a year. You know, look at the incomes of families in Canada, and they're way above many.
You know what, though? What's your name again?
Craig? Steve.
You know what, Craig?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. If we're going to draw good people into government, you've got to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just going to keep getting losers. Jack Layton has achieved the status of party leader of the NDP. That's what it pays. I have no problem with that. It's all this peripheral stuff. It's up to an MP to decide how much money they're going to spend, how much they're entitled to, and then how much of that they're going to spend. And a lot of them, because they're conscious, they're self-conscious, and they think of their constituency, their constituents, and the example is that don't spend anywhere near the limit. But these guys, it's just amazing. Again, the irony of it just blows me away. You'd think they would be standing up and saying, listen, all this money is here. We're not going to use it. We're either going to put it back into our our ridings, or we're going to give it to people who really need it, because apparently that's what they stand for. But there's none of that with these guys.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you, Freddie, the point that if you're the leader of a political party and somebody says your salary is $211,000, I don't expect anybody to say, well, I'm not taking that, I'll take $150,000, that way I can be more like an everyday person. But it is with the spending and where they actually voluntarily put this money and add up more money in perks and whatever you want to call it than their actual salary, that's where it starts to look bad.
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I'm a, as it stands, because, again, I'm not partisan, and I keep saying this on all the radio bits I do. I just look at what's in front of me, and I choose what makes the most sense. So right now, I'm a conservative. I'm going to tell you that, right?
Yep.
And if I was a conservative MP right now, and that stuff was available to me, I would probably use it. But the thing is, I wouldn't use it after standing up on a soapbox and being a bleeding heart wanting to save the world.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've spoken about this before here, and I think on your website, a lot of people are quick to say to you, "Oh, Fred, you're a conservative, so any chance to beat up on the NDP or the Liberals, you'll do so." But here was an example down here in Windsor, I guess a year or so ago, maybe more now. There was a story that was out that Susan Popatello had gone on some fact-finding mm-hmm. mission to God knows where. And when they got there, they stayed in the most expensive hotels. They were there for a week or more. They ordered room service every single day. Mm-hmm. All these expenses, nice steak dinners. And although I see myself as a conservative as well, if I was behind Susan Popatello, I would still say, can't you stay at a Howard Johnson? Can't you go get bagels and coffee in the morning? Why does it always have to be the best of the best all the time?
Well, here is the interesting part of that, because I've often thought about this. If she went on the same trip on her own ticket, do you think she would have stayed at that hotel? Do you think she would have ordered room service? Do you think she would have done what she did?
No. Not a chance, no.
So why all of a sudden when it's on the public ticket do you become this king? This royalty in your own mind. Like, it's wrong. And remember, this is public money. If I work for a private company and they send me somewhere and it's in the best hotels and the best meals, cool. Mm-hmm. A private company has decided that's what they want to do with their employee. But this is public money. And if they had to spend it, if that was their own money, say with Leighton and Chau, if they had to get their own apartment in Ottawa on their own budget, with their own money, so to speak, Do you think it would be anywhere near $2,000 a month? Probably not.
Yeah.
No. They'd be staying in a hostel.
Probably. They'd be saying, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. We're only here for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little flat for, $1,000 a month, enough for a couch and a bed or something. That's probably the way they would think. But all of a sudden, when it's your money and it's my money, and what bothers me more than anything else, and let me state this the proper way, they were elected, so they are entitled to this. But the New Democratic Party nationally is just so irrelevant. That's another thing that bothers me. Mm-hmm. So when you look at $1.6 million in expenses and then add their salaries, it's cost for two people, it's costing us almost $2 million for a party that really doesn't matter in this country.
Now, the NDP, for myself, is a tough topic of conversation because in the riding that I'm in, Windsor West, there's a guy that represents our area right now named Brian Massey, who I've been a huge fan of since I met him probably 6 or 7 years ago and vote for him every chance I get. And I think one day should be the leader of the NDP party because he just seems to be the guy that would be able to take that party to the next level. But then on election day, you have to decide whether you vote for the person or the party. Because the NDP is not going to win the election, but for me, Brian Massey is the guy I want representing me.
Well, that's cool. And you know what? You go with your heart. You go with your feelings. If you do your research and you cast an intelligent ballot, it doesn't matter who it's for. You can walk out of there proud and knowing that you've done your due diligence and you've exercised your franchise to the proper level. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you don't have to apologize for voting NDP. And again, that's not the point mm-hmm. of my posting on Canadian Thinker or this rant right now. It's just the irony and the hypocrisy of standing up for one thing and then turning around and setting a bad example to those who voted for you.